You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, which means we're going to look ahead to the usual evening action at Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yes, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good man. Are you looking forward to Dundalk tonight?
I always look forward to Dundalk. It'd be remiss of me to pass on negative vibes for my local Irish track, as it were, but I think this is the most difficult and mind-boggling card I've come across all winter.
All right, tricky old card then tonight. Well, we'll do our best, Andy. We'll hopefully get some winners along the way. And the first race is the 6 o'clock. We start with a handicap of 5 furlongs. This one's for the 3-year-olds, and Blood Moon is the 11-4 favourite. 3-1 for Go-Kart, Diamond Fields is 7-2, 6-1 for More Than Money, 13-2 for Munshid, and Flower Hill Nova is the 8-1 outsider. Who would you side with in the opening race, Andy?
I'll probably stick with Go-Kart, to be honest, Mark. This horse didn't manage to win last time out when I napped her, and one or two of us are a little bit disappointed. Obviously, she couldn't oblige, but she got a particularly poor ride by Daniel Redmond, who rode her on that occasion, held her up out the back door. It definitely paid to be handy, obviously, when Lady Mega made all the running. And, you know, she was only got beat a length in the end, and it was a bit of an agonising defeat, really, considering what happened to her in the race. As you can see, she's a very consistent filly. Prior to that, she'd run really well behind the very much improving four-year-old Casbar. The form of that race and the time figure of that race are very good, and she's well drawn tonight, still won. Hopefully Gary Halpin, who takes over in the saddle, can get her a little bit more prominent than she did last week. And she could take a little bit of beating here, because her main two rivals, Blood Moon and Diamond Fields, are coming off the back of 210-day layoffs, respectively. And looking at their overall profile, perhaps both of those two need 6 furlongs nowadays to be at their best. So I'll stick with Go-Kart. I'm not going to nap her tonight, because I got my fingers burnt when they hit the last day, but it wouldn't surprise me if she went and won tonight.
Go-Kart, the selection for Andy then in the 6 o'clock. The 6.30 is race 2 in the card. This one is a claiming race over 6 furlongs. A 2-5 favourite in the shape of Split the Atom. 4-1 for Strategic Heights. Almadar is 11-2. 25-1 for Little Cupcake. And 33-1 our bigger prices for the other two. We've got some real Dundalk specialists in here, Andy. None more so than Split the Atom. But should he really be 2-5 at the top of the market?
Yeah, he should be. Probably not as short as that, arguably. But yeah, he's a worthy favourite here. I mean, basically he's to lose. He's just much better than these. He's been running against the best horses here at Dundalk over a variety of trips. He's shown his versatility all the way from 5 furlongs up to a mile. He's just been an incredibly durable and consistent horse for the Pat Shanahan stable. They've probably come to the conclusion that because he's now rated 87, he's kind of like in the handicapper's grip. And where else do you go with a horse like that? Hence the fact that he's in a claimer. Whether people look at him and then decide to acquire him after tonight is obviously open to question, but he should, on all known form, take this race quite comfortably. His time figures are by a million miles best in this race, and he didn't run too badly when he came over to England last time out in a hot 7 pound handicap. So it'd be disappointing, to say the very least, if Split the Atom doesn't justify favouritism.
Split the Atom to justify favouritism there. Then the 7 o'clock is race number 3 on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a half. Alcock and Brown is the 11-4 favourite on the slide this morning. From 9-4, 3-1 for Attenzione. The Ring is King is 9s into 7s. 8-1 for Alert. 11-1 for Idlewild. It's also 11s for Bob Skier and Escherat. And 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. What are your thoughts in the 7 o'clock?
Yeah, really poor race this, Mark. There's not that many that come here with obvious claims. The main one looks to be Alcock and Brown. I'd probably just about go for Andrew Oliver's four-year-old on the process of elimination. The only thing that slightly temper my enthusiasm or put me off from taking a very skinny price about this horse would be Christina Simpson, who rides this horse. She's obviously very inexperienced and bound claimer. I've seen her ride a few times, and while she's still learning her trade and obviously getting better with each ride, I don't think she's the finish article by a long stretch. And if the horse is to get beat here tonight, it might be that you know, the jockey impediments is the thing that prevents it from scoring again. But if it runs up to the standard of what it did last time out on the numbers, the horses that it beat, and Christina does a good job on this horse tonight, then he should really, all intents and purposes, win this race. Tenzione obviously looks the main threat, having run quite well at Wolverhampton the other day, when well gambled from a very shrewd stable. Yet to win a race, but clearly much better than his current rating, according to the way that the horse has been backed recently. But Alcock and Brown, as I said, the pilot's anything that slightly tempers my enthusiasm, but he does look the part in a very, very weak race.
Alcock and Brown then in the 7 o'clock. The 7.30 is race 4 on the card. This one is a maiden over a mile and a quarter. It's a plus 10 race as well, and Houses of Parliament heads the market at 4-6. 100-30 for Pietro Testa. Flying Bullet 4-1, 16-1 for Sir Run Run, 25s or bigger for the rest. Aidan O'Brien looks to have a pretty strong hand here, Andy. Will he take this, do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's obviously got two very nice horses to go to war with here. Houses of Parliament looks to be the pick judged by the betting this morning. He's gone from odds against to odds on. He's by Galileo. I think he'd be suited to this ground than he was at Leopardstown the other day when he was very heavily backed. He, funny enough, got beat by Stab, a companion, Buton. And while the form and the time figure of that race isn't anything special, I expect him to leave that run well behind, as I said, back on a decent surface. But at the prices this morning, William Hill have gone 4-1 about Flying Bullet. I'm prepared to have a little smaller investment on him each way. I certainly think he's good enough to finish in the frame with just normal improvements. He was quite easy to back on debut, which suggested that big things weren't expected of him. So therefore, to finish fourth behind a nice horse of Aidan O'Brien's got Idaho, with Theodorico, who of course is a useful horse in the Balder stable, back in second. Wasn't a bad return first time up for this son of Smart Strike. Obviously, he's got an all-weather pedigree as well. He's well drawn right next to the favourite on the inside, so he should be able to track him through. And, yeah, it would be surprised if at least Flying Bullet doesn't finish in the fray for us. So he's the value pick each way against the Jolly in the 7.30.
Going for a value pick there then in the 7.30. The 8 o'clock is the fifth race on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF race over a mile for three-year-olds, which are EBF eligible and have not won more than one weight-for-age race and haven't won a listed race or placed first, second or third in a group race. So that's the conditions of the race. Long Island Sound is the 9-4 favourite. It's 5-2 for General MacArthur. Mulligatawny is 7-2, 5-1 for Midnight Crossing, and Reckless Endeavour is the 11-2 outsider, although not much between them in the betting. And again, Andy, Aidan O'Brien looks to have a pretty strong hand. Does he win this one?
Yeah, there's a good chance of it. I'm not sure what's more difficult, naming the conditions of this race that you've proved there, Mark, or actually finding the winner itself. 5-2 the favourite, and only 5-1 the outsider of the quintet. And a real head-scratcher if ever I saw one. Obviously, Long Island Sound had an impressive debut the other day here at this track, and you know, the form looks fairly solid with Zilbia, the key form line to quite a few of these, finishing in second. Mulligatawny also defeated the same horse when he won quite impressively back in March. You've got Midnight Crossing and Reckless Endeavour coming off the back of layups off the turf. They could be open to improvements on the all-weather. And General MacArthur, of course, did the job quite well first time out, beating no more than Blue de Vega back in third, who, of course, is one of the favourites for the English 2000 Guineas and the Mike O'Callaghan Stable. So a real nightmare for punters, this one. Of the horses that I've just mentioned there, Mulligatawny would probably be my idea is the value. I thought he stretched away really well to win here, as I said, first time up this season. He showed a nice bit of promise first time and a good Leopardstown maiden. The stable think quite a bit of him, and he's well drawn in track one. So just from a pure value point of view, Mulligatawny gets the vote in at 8 o'clock.
Mulligatawny for Andy then in the 8 o'clock. The 8.30 is race 6 on the card, the penultimate race of the night. This one is a handicap over a mile, and Tanzanite heads the market, being well supported from 5-1 into 7-2. It's 7-1 for Shark Island, also a bit of support for that from 9s. Rota Baron, 7-1. Intifada is 7s, but that's a reserve, so bear that in mind. Zorba the Greek is 15-2. 8-1 for Elusive in Paris, 9s or bigger for the others. One of the more open races of the night, Andy. So who would you say within the 8.30?
Yeah, I'll go with Tanzanite here, Mark. He's a fairly solid performer nowadays, although he hasn't won a race. He is knocking at the door. If his form figures are going on the right trajectory, then that 4-3-2 now hopefully will be followed by a 1. Last time out behind Armeniki, Nico, absolutely nothing wrong with that form whatsoever. The time figure of the race is good. And the way he finished off his race suggested nowadays a mile seems to be his best trip. Nothing wrong with his run either the time before behind two in-form horses, Rose Angel and Tom Dooley. He's well drawn. Tommy Stack's team seem to be in reasonably good form. So everything points for a big effort there from Tanzanite in the penultimate race.
Tanzanite the selection there. Then the final race is the 9 o'clock. We finish with a handicap over 7 furlongs. And Tribal Path is the 11-4 favourite at the time of recording this. Izzy Bayard Grey is 9-2, support from 7s this morning. 11-2 for Fast in the Wind, 6-1 for Jackie Ellis, 9s for Falcao, and 11-1 our bigger prices for the others. So the front two in the market, Andy, both attracting money, but it's really Izzy Bayard Grey that's the one for money this morning.
Yeah, 7-1 looked overpriced for Izzy Bayard Grey. I must admit, if I was going to have a bet here tonight at Dundalk, this is one of the races I would have had a go at. But unfortunately, most of the prices have been hoovered up about the two that I fancy here. The informed two, the well-drawn pair, Tribal Path and Izzy Bayard Grey. These two have locked horns before here on the all-weather at Dundalk, and their time figures suggest that they're definitely the two to concentrate on again. Tribal Path has just been a model of consistency throughout the winter, and indeed, on his first two runs on the turf this season. Amazingly, he's managed to win on heavy ground when it looks as though a decent surface was definitely his bag. It's just the fact that Damien English also is in such good form. Ask Dad, who won here last week, and of course last night, Blues Breaker, who won for us on the podcast, won at Tipperary. So if you're following Damien English at the moment, you're definitely making quite a bit of money, and it wouldn't surprise me if this horse made all the running from stall too. But as I said, just drawn inside him, Izzy Bayard Grey should get the perfect toe three around the inside. He ran on encouragingly last time out over 6 furlongs, which nowadays seems to be an inadequate trip. But tonight, stepping up to 7 furlongs should give him every chance of being a little bit more competitive. Oshin Or takes a valuable 7 off, and I could see why punters are looking at, or were sniffing around with him at around about the 7-1 mark. So it is unoriginal. They've both been well punted. Tribal Path and Izzy Bayard Grey are the two to concentrate on in the last.
All right, let's have a quick summary then, Andy, as usual, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Go-Kart is the token suggested in the first. Split the Atom should justify favouritism in the claimer. Or Cocker Brown, hopefully a win if the pilot's up to it in the 7 o'clock. I'll go with Flying Bullet each way in the 7.30. 8 o'clock, tough old race here where all 5 can be given some kind of chance of sorts, but I quite like the claims of Mulligatawny. Tanzanite looks a really good each way bet in the 8.30 considering his consistency. And the final race, the obvious two, the well-backed two, Izzy Bayard Grey and Tribal Path. Hopefully you'll have things around way there.
Superb, good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy Dundalk this evening, and we'll speak to you again on Sunday ahead of Goran Park.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.